Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the ma'am around here, and I'm glad you're here. Tom Anastasi's here. Tom's a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of our great friends. He's at Boston University teaching organizational behavior there. He's got many years of experience helping entrepreneurs. He's the author of the successful entrepreneur, and he is one of our good friends. Tom, welcome back.
Well, thank you very much.
It's good to have you back. So, decision making. I was telling the audience about your topic today, and I was pointing out that decision making is, if you think about it, it's really the building blocks of our life, isn't it? I mean, think about all the things we do. We make a lot of big decisions. We make more little decisions. And what kind of a decision-making process? And that's something a lot of people, I think, maybe don't think about. I was fortunate to have mentors who talked to me about having a decision-making process. That's important for individuals and for teams, isn't it?
It sure is, because, you know, for teams, we like to call it the wisdom of the group. And a lot of people are smarter than any one of us individually. And, you know, of course it gets very messy because, you know, groups tend to take longer. And, I mean, how many times are we sitting in a meeting where people are talking and think, oh, my gosh, I wish this could just make it more efficient. And you can, but you're not going to come up with nearly as good a decision.
Right.
And so taking advantage of that wisdom of the group is always better, even though, you know, sometimes it can be painful. But there are techniques to make it less painful.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's right. And so, but a lot of times, entrepreneurs, you know, I wrote an article recently about the perils and the problems of perfection. You know, when we're the founder of a company, we do every job first. We're the first one to do all the jobs. We're the first accountant, the first salesperson, the first janitor of the company. So when we do all those jobs, we do them perfectly. And the decisions are easier when we bring on new people. We have to delegate them to them, and we have to accept the fact that they're not as perfect as we are, and let them seek excellence, right? But sometimes kind of attitude, that same kind of mentality, forecloses other people in the team from helping with the decision making. That perfection attitude that we have. Well, I better do it myself, and that kind of thing. I don't have time to train you. That's the kind of thing that also gets into the decision-making process of the team, doesn't it?
It does. You know, in organizational behavior terms, you know, it's called satisficing, or having a satisfactory decision rather than an optimal decision.
Mm-hmm.
And you are absolutely right. You know, delegating is really scary, but what you'll find is that if you sit there and trust the person, they're going to be spending a whole bunch of time thinking about it, and you know, they're going to come up and maybe even do better than you someday.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to say, oh my gosh, that's great. And now I don't have to worry about every little thing, which is wonderful.
Well, that's exactly,
so one of the things,
that's the key. That's the key to growth. That's the key to success, is to not become, to move beyond being a 100% extension of yourself. As long as you can't delegate, as long as you can't let other people help you with decisions, as long as you can't train them and help them make decisions for you, then you're going to be a 100% extension of yourself, and you can't grow that way.
Correct. And, you know, one of the things is that, why do people work for small businesses? Well, because they want to be involved. People really want the companies to succeed. They want to be part of something really special. And if they just wanted to not have their opinions listened to, they could work for a big corporation, and the corporation would tell them what to do and what to think. But I think that's one of the reasons people are really attracted to small businesses, is mm-hmm. the input they get. So let me give you an example. So one of the things I do is, you know, have you ever been in a meeting where two people dominate the conversation, two people say one or two things, and two people don't say anything? Has that ever happened?
No, well, I've never been in a meeting like that where two people talked all the time. I've never had an experience like that.
So one of the things we do is we talk to the people. I go and have them make a decision, and I have them rate that decision on a scale of, you know, 1 to 10, how much it supported. And one of the things we find is that there's almost no correlation between agreeing with the decision and supporting it. So we said, okay, what's going on? So you talked to the people who talked a lot and said, hey, you talked a lot. And he said, yep. I said, well, how come? They said, well, I had a lot to say.
I got a lot to say. That's
right. Yeah. And they said, do you know a couple people
and that's the story there? And that's the story they're sticking to.
Yes. And they said, well, yeah, I did. I guess they don't have anything to say. So then you go to the people who didn't talk much. You say, well, why didn't you talk? Why didn't you give any input? And they say, well, nobody cares what I think. And that's why they don't support that decision. So what do you do?
But you also have to determine, they also might not be engaged. Or some people are just naturally followers. They're willing to go along with whatever happens. But you're right. The problem is, you know, you want everybody to have some input. But you have to be careful, Tom. Some people just aren't comfortable doing that.
They're not. So you have to figure out a way to do it so they are comfortable. And so, for instance, you let people know, I want to hear from everybody. So, for instance, when I'm on a board, I'm on the board of a lot of nonprofits, and, you know, I make sure that everybody, you know, say, let's take a vote. Well, I want to hear from everybody, and everybody gets to speak, and they know about this. Mm-hmm. And I have had so many people come up to me and say, oh, my gosh, I've been on this board for 5 years, and until you got here, nobody cared what I thought. And then they're going to support the decision. But you're right, because there are some people who really want input, but they just simply don't want to.
And if you try to out them in front of the crowd, it will not be good. You kind of need to do what you probably have done, which is to meet them offline afterwards and say, what did you think about the meeting today? What did you think about what Jim said when he wouldn't stop talking? What did you think about that? Whatever, right?
You're right. Or sometimes people will send an email, and you'll get this person who hasn't said two words is going to give you a three-page email because you have asked for their opinion.
That's right.
And so you have to figure out the way to do it. Just like you said, you've got to figure out a way to do that for each and every individual.
Tom, hold on to that thought. TomAnastasi.com is how you find him, folks, online. His book is called The Successful Entrepreneur. James Surowiecki wrote a book called The Wisdom of Crowds. I talk about it on the show all the time. When we come back, we're going to blend that concept into something that Tom said and talk about how you can get more wisdom out of your crowd. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.